Oh, that first cup of coffee in my base camp. I had just the previous afternoon arrived here after 4 days of breaking through the bush. Actually, I dislike moving through the virgin bush in a vehicle. It reduces the experience of nature to a mechanical grind that tends to soak up one's energy and attention. It's noisy, it's disruptive to the environment, and on top of that, it carries a risk of personal injury or disabling and damage to the vehicle, and either of those in the remote wilderness can be fatal. But if one is alone, as I mostly end up being, there is no other way of getting yourself plus your gear and supplies into the area that you want to explore. The truly untouched areas of wilderness that remain are far and getting ever further away from civilization. To get there, one has to cover great distances, and most of it is through areas which are quite hostile to vehicles and where there is no support for something as mechanically complicated as that. Even after the last hints of vehicle tracks have been left behind, one has to get beyond the influence of edge of civilization dwellers, and that's usually between 30 to 60 kilometers deeper into the bush. It would be possible, of course, and better to do this on foot, but one can't go alone because you can't carry enough on your person to be able to survive for extended periods in the bush. And my experience in recent years has been that it is increasingly difficult to find people that are sufficiently comfortable in the wilderness to come with me. I'm not even talking about someone that has that deep knowledge of the field and to be able to teach me things I don't know. I've more or less come to accept that I am on my own on these sessions, and hence penetrating quite deep with the vehicle is unavoidable. Now, the whole of the untouched wilderness is an endlessly fascinating place for me, but some areas, through some combination of water, topography, and vegetation, are just richer than others. And when I come across such an area, and it's often by coincidence, I like to spend a few days or even a week or two there. Then it makes sense to construct a rudimentary base camp from which I can explore around on morning and afternoon walks, or on sojourns of 1 or 2 or even 3 days if I knew there is water in that direction. I try to find some nice deep shade over the hot part of the day, trees that have a nice dense canopy or a group of trees. And then I construct a shelter that is able to withstand gusts of wind, and it must be able to keep me dry, and it must be high enough and comfortable enough and spacious enough for when I'm in camp. With all my equipment and supplies on the vehicle there, the base camp is a place of luxury to rest. It also gives a degree of comfort as a known and a relatively safe place to which I can return. But of course, its safety is a little bit relative. It is open, and I sleep in my hammock as I would on an overnight excursion. The only difference, after all, is the presence of the vehicle and the tarpaulin that's over it. And that, as protection, is probably a little bit illusionary. It may initially unnerve predators unless they are familiar with camping humans, as they are in some reserves that have unprotected camping areas. But if I spent an extended time in the same spot, they will eventually become aware of me, and they will come to investigate. And they will gradually lose their apprehension through familiarity, and that, in my experience, can bring them ever closer to opportunistic predation. So, statistically speaking, the base camp is less safe almost than crawling under a dense tangle of bush for a single night's sleep somewhere in the bush. Anyway, I cherish the base camp as a place where I can, in a fairly relaxed frame of mind, think about my experiences, mentally process them, my impressions, fill in my diary, and even if I've had some harrowing experience, process that. Thank you and good luck.